Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
The Backroom with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Pretending to be somebody else. Since I was just 15, and I don't know if the show was for them or for me anymore. I'm not sure, and I don't recall being born, but I remember being underwhelmed when I worked out who I was, because that didn't fit with any of the feelings I'd been feeling. Things I started thinking as a kid who didn't know how to feel, but could instinctively pretend, put on a show. Was it for them? I have forgotten where this ends. Blinking in the light, imagining into something. Something isn't right. Something. No sense of where I'm standing. Half my life caught somewhere in between. I have been waiting for someone to say they found out I'm a fake, a foundling fraudster on the take, a huckster hustling half his name around the world, and I reply, goodness knows you're right. I know that guy, that is to say, I do not know that man at all. After all, no one can. There's nothing there to know, it's just a show. Oh, the lights are on, but nobody is home. They kicked me out years ago.
Half my life, blinking in the dark. Good evening, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is the Backroom, home of brand new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk every Thursday night, 6 till 7. Kicking off there with Somewhere in Between by the mighty Frank Turner. This is Twin Atlantic, new one from them. This is called Sorry.
From the top, looking straight back down. I feel fear and freedom. Watch passion turn to loveless drought. Believed in sleeping memories, pain drowns out. You are so cold, and I guess it shows that love won't fix everything.
Sorry, by Twin Atlantic, coming up on the show tonight. Music news, local national gig guide, new album releases, and loads of great new music. This is a band called Blue Violet. This is a track called Imagine Me.
Thank you.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on The Back Room. Future sounds.
New from Pale Waves there. That is Perfume from album Smitten. Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room. This brand new band, this is called Talking Code. This is called All In.
Different back then, when you knew what to mean. Maybe you will learn.
thinking how you pronounce this. I think it's Megvi, Icelandic artist, and that track is called Completely Empty. This is one of my favourite bands around at the moment. They're from California. They are called Finnish Ticket, and this is a great song. This is called Let You Go.
And I see where I wanna be. It's good when it's moving, but it's slow when it's wavering. Most days, yeah, I just wanna go where the road can't get to me. I just wanna be alone, living in my mind. Lost on you anyway, so I just wanna go where the world can't get to me. I just wanna be alone, living in my mind with my body far behind. I just wanna let you know that I'll let you go, that I'll let you go.
Loving that. It's Finnish Ticket and I Let You Go. You listen to Sheffield Live, the back room, 93.2 FM. One more track and then we're going to go into music news. This, Indoor Foxes.
Do you think it's the sun? It's way under in this water. I'm sent to the slaughter. I think it's better to say it's fair weather, but I hadn't noticed. Just trying to keep focused. Kill the rabbit, kill the white rabbit in me, I don't care, life's not fair. Kill the rabbit, kill the white rabbit in me, I'll be yours, down on all fours. Counting in the units, I'll need to get through this. You can stay in my place.
I don't care if that kills me. I need you to need me.
Kill the rabbit, kill the white rabbit in me. I don't care, life's not fair. Kill
Indoor Fox is there, 6:30. This is Music News.
Music News.
So Emily Evis has revealed that 99% of tents were taken home by Glastonbury Festival goers after the weekend. The Glastonbury co-organiser posted photos of empty fields on social media to share the news that the vast majority of campers took everything home with them. In the past, some Glastonbury Festival goers have been the target of criticism for leaving tents and other belongings on site for volunteers to remove. However, it doesn't look as though much has been left this time around. Evis has said on Instagram, "I'm really glad to be able to let you know that 99% of all tents have been taken home. And thanks to all our amazing festival goers for taking part, for the efforts to love the farm and leave no trace. We appreciate it so much." Before this year's festival began, Glastonbury urged festival goers to leave no trace. With 2,000 tonne of waste produced every year, organisers have been in a bid to cut it down. They advise guests to bring sturdy camping equipment that they can take home and reuse. They say at the time, "Love the farm, leave no trace. If you're coming to Glastonbury 2024, please remember to bring only equipment that you can reuse." And 98% of tents were taken home in 2023. So they have beaten it. Meanwhile, they also asked festival goers to travel to Worthy Farm by train to reduce carbon emissions. And in 2019, the festival banned single-use plastic bottles. Loads of great bands played over the weekend, including Dua Lipa, Coldplay, Scissor, Shania Twain, LCD's Sound System, The National, Avril Lavigne, and Last Dinner Party. Looked great. I wasn't there. Looked great on the TV, though. Queens of the Stone Age, they have booked a show at the Paris Catacombs. The announcement was made by Frenchman Josh Homme in a press conference held at French rock festival Hellfest. During the conference, he said he'd been trying to book a show at the Catacombs for 18 years and now have finally succeeded. They will be the first band to ever perform there. The performance is set to be recorded live. No further details have been confirmed about the gig, including when it will take place or how many people can attend. Now, the historic Catacombs have been open for public visitation since the 19th century and hold the remains of around 6 million people. They remained a popular tourist attraction in Paris. While the band were at Hellfest 2024, they shared footage of fans engaged in a wild wall of death during the opening of their hit, A Song for the Dead. Last year, the band went viral when the song was performed at Glastonbury and the massive crowd came together to mosh them over the hit, marking it as one of the most energetic moments of the 2023. Last year, Queens of Stone Age released their 8th full-length studio release in Time's New Roman. Now the band are set to re-release their 1998 debut self-titled album. That's the music news.
Waiting around for calls.
They're called Taurus, and that is Into the Clear. Let's talk about the next artist. He is called Ben Brown, and he's on Extra Mile Recordings, and he's the latest signing. He hails from Manningtree on the Suffolk-Essex border, and he's been honing his songwriting craft over a number of years in a number of different guises. Previously in bands Dingus Carl and Superglue, gained loads of support, and now he's branching out with music under his no name. And the Strug of Sport show is with friend and mentor Frank Turner, who also produced the track I'm Gonna Play. Sounds a bit Bright Eyes, Big Magnetic Fields, Biff, Death Cab for Cutie. And the track is one of the four song EP which is due to appear on July the 12th. This is Ben Brown, and this is Blue.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you've got
new one from Sheffield band The Unfangs, and that is Radio Lab. I'm going to be doing some gigs for you after this. Going to talk about some gigs in the week and gigs further afield. Pet Needs, new one.
The only way to hang on in this house is in the place where the previous owners put nails on intentional curators, co-collaborators.
In this old house, hey,
Colchester Town.
The age that we were, that is Pet Needs. Okay, let's do some gigs for you. Let's tell you what's going on in Sheffield this week.
Local and national gigs.
And a little bit around Sheffield. Octagon tonight, big gig there. Cortinas are there for warm-up for the Lytham Festival tomorrow. Ben Otwell and Ian Bull down at the Leb Mill tonight. Tomorrow, if you go out to Barnsley Birdwell venue, the Everly Pregnant Brothers are there. That should be fun. Deadbeat with Sydney Matilda in Sheffield, and Slugfoot at the Hive Bridging out in Rotherham. Saturday, massive gig at Rotherham, biggest one for the Raytons, with a great support from Jamie Webster, Little Man Tate, Lucy Sprague, and Andrew Cushion and the Rosa Docks. That's at Clifton Park in Rotherham tomorrow. And then on Bird Ellen and Middle Ellen Galleries on Sunday, Michael Sarah Palin, Yellow Arch Studios on the on Monday, and Cloud Caravan, Sydney Matilda on Tuesday, Lauren Housley at Cafe Number 9 on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, Matt Joe Gow at Cafe Number 9. Some gigs that have been announced, tours this year, Confidence Man have announced a few dates in November, playing Newcastle on the 23rd, November NX, Manchester Academy on the 29th, Manchester Academy on the 30th, and Birmingham Institute on the 4th of December. Those tickets are on sale now. Colts have announced Manchester Academy 3 gig, 4th of November. Those tickets on sale. And London Grammar have announced a big arena tour. Well, only a couple of dates, but still, it is Arena Manchester O2 on the 12th of November and London O2 on the 14th of November. Oh, it's at the AO Arena, Manchester, not the O2. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 o'clock. So they'll be in big demand. Okay, this is a new one from
the Zootons, and this is called Pauline.
I found you in a swimming pool. I thought that you were dead. You looked at me with your pink eye. I couldn't go to bed. It's been so long since I've seen you. You're looking so divine. Taking care of all the kids when they were not so high. Has made me wonder why. I've never felt so safe before. I've never felt so free. So mystical, so digital. And now you're next to me. When I'm in your caress, my receptors don't care less. I wish my friends could understand why I give it all up. See what I can see, then I won't talk to them. I hope to see you once again in 50 years' time. To see your middle glow so bright and bubble next to mine.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk. New music on The Back Room. Future sounds.
Spend some time waiting for your face. Don't wanna risk just making all the same mistakes. The highest I think I've ever been. Said I had the prettiest eyes he'd ever seen. Wasting all my time just dwelling in it. Cause I spent some time waiting for your face. Don't wanna risk just making all the same mistakes. The highest I think I've ever been. Said I had the prettiest eyes you'd ever seen. Notice it's been rough, but I felt right. all the parts of you. Wish I could see that it feels much better when I'm with you. And when I get too high and I can't breathe, I can't lie, he has the prettiest eyes I've ever seen.
For free, I'm worried you'll find out the truth, the feelings I'm keeping from you, and I dread to think if you knew what I wanted to say, so I try to keep it down. Find out. Sometimes I picture the scene, you laying there next to me, warming your hands in my sleeve. I've lost track of the ways that I've tried to drown it out. Put on the brakes, but that didn't slow it down. Oh, what if I want you around? Would I be letting you down if I kept the words in my mouth? What if I never find out? You be the greatest mistake that I ever make. What if I, what if I, what if I never find out? Would I be letting us down? What if I'm breaking your heart every day? Cause I'm too proud to say that I've fallen further now. What if I'm part of your game? Just somebody.
Targ Daily, What If. Before that, Beba Doobie and Everseen. That's it for me tonight. Thanks for listening. Some new albums out tomorrow. Smash Into Pieces got a new album out called Ghost Code. And Kasabian back with a new album called Happening. It's going to play out with these guys from Manchester. They're called Alias Kid. It's called Out With The Boys. Have a good evening. See you next week.